Right, this is going to be the most speculative, ill-prepared demo I've ever done on regions and the SWS region playlist thingamy. Really, I don't use this stuff very often, and so I'm just going to show you what I figured out. I really can't guarantee that any of this is going to go well or that it's the most productive way of doing things. So, I've got this set of stems imported, and let's just have a little listen through to start with to get a feel for what the arrangement of the song currently is. So, we've got this intro thing. Then a big riff ski. And in a minute, my computer is going to get sad and start glitching. Hang on. Yeah, here we go. Don't know why that happens in this section. Okay, now we're into the verse and the glitches clean up. Rubbish. Next up is a pre-chorus. And then a version of a pre-chorus with a bit more variation in the root notes. Chorus. Just sound a bit thin, actually. Oh, more glitches. Okay, that'll do you for now. And then it goes back into the tag riff. And then there's another variation on the tag riff, actually. But I'm sick of hearing the glitches. So, first thing I'm going to do is go through the song and just pop in some regions, and if you were writing, I suppose this is the sort of thing that you would do after each section is completed. So
Bar two.
I'm going to set a start of time selection at bar two where the intro starts,
Set selection start.
and I'm going to skip forward. Is it 8 bars?
Jump set selection
I think it
eight.
is. Seems
Bar
right. Oh no.
six.
Ah.
Bar three.
Okay, so I actually want that to end there, where that little lo-fi break is, for reasons that will become apparent later. So, end of time selection there.
Set selection end.
Shift R to insert a region.
Region one inserted.
Alt Shift R to rename that region, because we're going to need these names later.
Edit region dialog.
Let's call it intro.
Regions and playlist demo map.
Okay, and now let's go to the end of time selection. There's our little lo-fi break, so I'm going to put start of time selection there,
Set selection start.
end of time selection 2 beats later,
Hit bar six.
at the start of the big tag riffski. Did I put an end of time selection there? Can't remember. I think I did.
Set selection end.
That seems to have worked. Okay, Shift R to insert that region,
Region two inserted.
and Alt Shift R to rename it.
Edit region dialog.
I'm going to call it Lo-Fi 1 because there's going to be a different lo-fi break coming up later on that we haven't. Oh, actually, we did hear it in the playback. It was right at the end. So
Region and
save that region. End of time selection. This is the big tag riffski proper. So start of time
Set
selection.
selection,
This is
jump set,
definitely 8 bars long, I
selection,
remember.
eight, read.
And there's the start of the verse. Okay, so end of time selection there.
Set selection end. Region three
Insert the
inserted. Edit
region,
region dialog.
rename the region, tag
Tag.
riff,
Region and playlist step.
and go
Bar
to the
four.
end. Let's get a region for the
Set
verse.
selection
This is
start.
8 bars long as well.
Jump the time. Selection eight, read.
Let's start the
Set selection
pre-chorus.
end. Region four.
Insert,
Edit region.
rename verse one because verse two does have some variation, although we're probably not going to get that far in marking the project up with regions.
Regions and playlist. Bar five.
Let's do
Set selection.
pre-chorus. That
Jump
is
the time.
also 8 bars,
Selection remove.
I think.
Eight. Read.
Yeah, and is this? No, this doesn't have the Oh, yeah, it does have a stop, but it's not a lo-fi stop, so whatever. So insert the region,
region.
Name it pre-chorus. Can't type pre-chorus one. Okay, and let's get the chorus. That is going to be. Ah, oh, I went too far, I think. Yeah, up to there. I want those. Yeah, I want those. The last two beats, that little lo-fi thing. So the chorus is actually going to be two regions, like the intro was. One for the chorus proper, separate region for the lo-fi little break. And there's a reason for that that you'll see in a minute. So end of time selection here.
Set selection end.
That's got our chorus isolated in the time selection. Insert the region. Rename it.
Edit region.
Chorus 1, because there's variations later in the song.
Region the playlist.
And we go to the end of time selection. There's our little lo-fi break that we want. So start of time selection here.
Set selection.
It's two beats long.
R38D1.
End of time selection.
Set selection end.
Insert the region.
Region 7.
Rename
region.
It. Lo-fi break 2.
Region the playlist. Demo.
Okay, so now we can do a bunch of things. We can move through these regions when transport is stopped. Thank you very much. I wanted good, fast, and cheap. Thanks, Harrison. So now we can do a bunch of things. We can move through these regions when the transport is stopped using Alt and the number row. So, and the edit cursor will move with us. So, like, if I do Alt 1,
intro region bar 2,
there's intro at bar 2,
lo-fi 1 region bar 5 b3,
lo-fi,
tag riff region bar 6 b1,
tag,
verse 1 region bar 14,
blah blah blah. But these actions that are on the Alt numbers are smooth seek as well. So, let's say, for example,
bar 1, bar 4,
if we wanted to just try out some changes to the arrangement in real time, for example, smooth seek means the region that we've selected to play next won't happen until the region that is currently playing is finished. And so it means that now we've marked everything up with regions, we can just sort of press keys and try out different arrangements. So for example, this is how, let's go from bar 4, this is how the intro currently sounds. Okay, but let's say I wanted to go to the more varied. Did we get the more varied tag riff? We didn't, did we? Can't remember.
Lo-fi break 2 region bar 37 b3.
No, we didn't. We stopped. Oh, that's annoying. Okay, wait. Let me. I did warn you this was going to be badly organized. Let me just go find the more varied tag riff because I want to show you. It sounds better.
Bar 42.
Yeah.
B1.
I think that's
bar
it.
42.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So it's essentially it's like a similar riff, but it's got that da 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 progression that's a bit cooler. So let's just add this to the list of regions and pretend like we did it this way in the first place. So start of time selection here.
Set selection.
Skip forward 4 bars.
Bar 40.
Let's start of verse 2.
Set selection then.
Okay. Insert region.
Region insert.
Rename region.
Edit region dialog. Name. Edit.
More very tag
and
riff.
Region and riff.
Okay. So now, let's go back and do what we were going to do.
Bar 4.
So we can listen from bar 4 again. Let's just remind ourselves of what this intro currently sounds like going into the next part with the arrangement as it is. Okay. Let's say we wanted to use the other big tag riff after the little lo-fi break. So we want to use the one that's got the da-da-da-da-da-da stuff happening. During the lo-fi break, if I press Alt 8, because it's region number 8, let me just check that.
More very tag riff region.
Yeah, there it is. So during that little lo-fi break, if I press Alt 8, it's going to wait until the end of the lo-fi break, and then it's going to switch to the more varied tag riff for me. Like the edit cursor will just jump there. So we're not committing to anything at this stage. We're just trying out alternative arrangements and seeing what they sound like on the fly.
Bar.
So let's play from bar four and do the same thing. And during the lo-fi, I'm going to hit all eight. Pretty tasty. What if we want the other lo-fi? So for that, we would do alt seven, I think.
Low-fi break to region art.
Yeah. So we would do alt seven while the original intro is still playing, and then we do alt eight while this lo-fi bit is playing, and then we get to the da-da-da-da-da-da variation of the riff. And it should all stay in time because we're doing smooth seek. So let's see if I can pull this off.
Bar three, bar four.
So bar four again to play back from here. Lo-fi. Tasty. All right, but what if I want to go l alternative lo-fi, like lo-fi two, because I prefer that one. What if I want to do that into a verse? Which number region is the verse?
Address region bar, first one region bar 14.
Number four. Okay, so in this case,
Bar four.
we play from bar four, and then we go seven. No.
Chorus one region bar, lo-fi break
Yeah,
two.
we go region seven for the alternative lo-fi,
First one region
and
bar.
then region four for the verse while that's happening.
Bar
Okay,
one.
cool.
Bar four.
I think this is the arrangement I'm gonna like, probably.
Lo-fi break two region bar.
Alternative lo-fi.
First one.
Yeah, that sounds tasty to me. So let's say I've found the right combination just by fiddling and faffing like this, right? And let's say I want to build that arrangement. I can do that really easily using the SWS region playlist manager. Now, I say really easily, not super accessibly, but it's not that difficult once you've fiddled around in there a little bit. So I'm going to, instead of risking ruining this arrangement if I make a mess of it, I'm going to scooch later in the project. So I'm going to go to like bar 200 where there isn't anything. I'm going to do a project marker here.
Add marker.
And let's call it, I don't know,
Tempo.
intro straight
Tempo.
into
Verb.
verse arrangement.
Regions and playlist channels.
Okay, so now I can just jump to this point by moving to this project marker and hear what this sounds like. So into the region playlist window we go,
Rate access.
which is in the extensions menu, and you can hit R a couple of times to get to
Rate region playlist R.
this.
Region playlist dialog list.
And it dumps us in an empty list box because we don't have any playlists at the moment. So let's hit the applications key
Context menu.
and let's go to playlists.
Playlist submenu key. New playlist.
And let's do a new playlist.
SNM add playlist dialog.
And I'm not actually going to use this for anything, so I'm going to call it
Submission.
Kevin. Don't know why.
Region playlist dialog list.
Okay, so we've got our Kevin playlist. Now we need to add regions to it. So this time the list box is populated, but we don't get told that we can move because there's still only one item in it, which is like our master playlist. Now, if we hit the applications key,
Context visible columns and available V.
we just get a load of rubbish about like column visibility sorting. There's not actually that much that's useful in here, as far as I know. Hang on.
Number check number. Name check N. Loop count check L.
So these are all the things that you want it to display.
Start check S. End check D. Length check L. Reset R. Visible columns and available V.
Yeah, so it's just display stuff.
Region playlist
So what we
dialog.
actually need to do
Region and
is route the mouse pointer into this list box
Regions and playlist.
and then right click, simulate a right click.
Right click.
Oh, pants. Why didn't that work?
One shot samples, one item.
Ah, okay, cool. I've come out of the window by accident.
Ray back, Ray region playlist, up region
region
playlist.
playlists. Okay, now we route the mouse pointer into the list. Now we simulate a right click.
Right context menu, playlist submenu key.
And now we get more useful options that aren't just about column sorting. I need to get Cogos to fix this at some point. Well, SWS to fix it, actually.
Add all regions up.
Okay. So we're going to do this option, add all regions. So that adds all regions that we've currently got marked up in the project to this playlist.
Region playlist dialog list.
And now in the list box, we've got these.
One, name, intro, loop count, one, start, 2.1.00.
Okay, so intro, loop count is one, tells you where it starts, etc.
Two, name, lo-fi one, loop count, one, start, 5.
So lo-fi one,
three, name, tag riff, loop count,
tag riff, etc. Right the way down to...
Four, five, six, seven, eight. Seven, eight, name, more varied tag riff, loop count, one.
More varied tag riff. Okay, so... remember that all the way back before we came into this window and started getting a little bit lost and dithery, we set our edit cursor to bar 200. We're in a like a blank area of the timeline, right, where we can start arranging these regions, and we're not going to interfere with anything. So let's say we want the intro first of all.
Step 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So I'm going to move to that.
One, name.
Right click it.
Right context menu.
Simulated right click and do.
Add region submenu. Append selected regions to projector.
Append selected regions to project in this menu.
Region playlist.
And now I want to use the alternative lo-fi break.
Two, name, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Seven, name, lo-fi break two.
Which is that one, lo-fi break two.
Seven, name.
And right click.
Right context menu. Add all region, add region sub, append selected region to projector. Region playlist.
And then I want to go straight into the verse.
Six, name, chorus one, loop five, name, pre-chorus one, four, name, chorus one.
There's verse.
Four, name.
So let's do right click on that.
Right context, add append selected regions to projector.
Append it to project.
Region clear.
And then I want to do...
Five, six, seven, eight. Seven, eight, name, more varied tag riff, loop.
More varied tag riff, but that's only four bars. Let's say I want two versions of that. Let's say I want two loops of it, for example. So the other thing you can do is root your mouse to it, and you can double click.
Left click, edit selected one.
And this puts you into the edit field where you can set how many times you want it to loop. So I'm going to remove that and type in two.
List eight, name.
And now if we give our up and down arrows a wiggle.
Seven, eight, name. More varied tag riff, loop count, two, start.
Loop count, two. Cool. So right click it.
Right context menu.
Append it to project.
Add append select add all regions.
Whoopsie.
Add append selected regions to project. Region clear.
Okay, cool. Right. So now starting from, I'm going to hit escape to come out of this window.
Regions and clear.
Starting from bar 200.
Bar 220.
We should now have intro, the second lo-fi variation, straight into the verse, and two loops of the tag riff with more variation to it, that da 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 thing. No idea what this is going to sound like musically, but I mean, it's metal, it's all pretty generic, it should work. That's hilarious, it hasn't worked.
Master, FX, context, it's like,
why not?
R220 beat 10% stopped.
Ah, because when we are appending these regions, it moves our edit cursor to the end of them automatically, so that the next region can be appended. So let's jump straight back to our project marker that we put here and hit play. Okay, so that's the intro. Alternative lo-fi in a sec, lo-fi 2. There it is. Straight into the verse. And after this, we should get two loops of the alternative tag with more variation. There it is. Three, two, three, four, two, three, and loop. There's a second rep. Ooh, actually works quite nicely as an ending as well. So there you go. There's what I know about the region playlist stuff. I don't know everything. I'm still a bit sort of faffy with it because I haven't used it that much, to be honest. But yeah, hopefully that's kind of what you're looking for.